are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, wait a second here. So Glenn Beck wants to launch a quote-unquote anti-glee show, a singing and dancing show. Okay, now, I mean, I'm a fan of Glenn Beck. I think he's very talented. Really, really nice man. I got to meet him at one of the industry meetings. But wait a second. I like Glee. I like Glee. I guess he plans to take on the musical with a singing and dancing television of his own. When he spoke at the Faith and Freedom Coalition Conference in Washington, D.C., he said he was mesmerized by Glee's production quality, but was devastated that the program promoted, quote-unquote, no values. He said his show will champion Christian values and appeal to everyone. Oh, I get it. I get it. It's all the themes, the liberal themes that Glee has. You know, they all have, all these shows have liberal themes, people. Like Game of Thrones, right? They were using a head. You heard about that? That was very, had such a huge semblance to George Bush, where there was a severed head on a pole. And, of course, the producer said, sorry, my bad. I mean, you know, honestly, Hollywood, you know, that most of Hollywood will push their agenda in these shows. I mean, I'm a huge fan of Glee. I watch Glee, and one of the reasons why I like Glee is because the quality, the production quality, and the effort being put in a show. I mean, in 1 hour, you are extremely entertained. You have a storyline, you have jokes, you have singing, and you have dancing. You see the work and the effort put in. It's a high quality show. But yes, you know, the students are talking about texting for Obama's campaign. They, you know, and so it does. It pushes, you know, it, but that's just, again, it's appealing to the youthful liberal crowd. So that's going to be interesting that he wants to start a show. Let me see. They say it's a brilliantly done show. Glenn Beck, it's produced brilliantly, music brilliant, acting brilliant, cinematography is brilliant. The problem, he says, his viewers prefer high school kids dancing in lingerie more than shows that talk about the Lord, faith, and family. Everybody is sleeping with everybody else. There's no values. It's all self-gratification. That is true. Two of the teenage students have slept with everybody. Yeah. All right. Okay. So, I mean, it'll be interesting. I don't know if it's going to sell. But, you know, it is. It's something that, you know, my husband gets very frustrated because, you know, he, there's some really good TV shows out there, but then they throw, it's not even subtle. They just throw out the liberal agenda in the middle of the show. You know, do we really need to talk about voting for President Obama in the middle of the show? Really? You know, and it's frustrating, but you know, they just make you stomach it and we, it's frustrating. I could not imagine a show, a television show, that would go, I mean, if there was a show that went after the current Washington administration, I'm going to tell you something, I probably wouldn't want to watch it. I don't think television, right, these television shows for comedy and sitcoms should involve politics. And I think it would be disrespectful. Even though I dislike President Obama's policies and I'm not a huge fan, I don't think it's appropriate for any television show, sitcom, etc., to sit there and insult him. He's a president. You need to show respect, you know. And so if the Republicans tried to do anything like that, they would be highly criticized. But the liberals could, the liberals could sit there and push their agenda and make oil look bad and et cetera, you know. And it's and, you know, I mean, we just put up with it. It's crazy, you know. It just, unfortunately, some of these shows can really brainwash kids, you know. I don't have a daughter, so I don't luckily have to worry. If my kids watch Glee, I don't have to worry about them trying to be like one of the two cheerleaders that seems to sleep around with everybody. But if so, I would probably tell, A, I would probably not let them see the show, or B, I would say that is not what you should be doing. And, of course, premarital sex is huge in these shows, right? I guess Rachel was 17 and she slept with Finn, who, by the way, is, I think, 30 years old in real life or whatever. And, you know, no, where are the shows that promote? I may agree with Glenn Beck just a little bit more than I thought I would on this. You know, where are the shows saying it's okay to be a virgin till you marry? Now, I remember 90210 20 years ago, one of the characters played by Tori Spelling was a virgin, but then she lost her virginity too. I mean, the show, you know, there was a big topic of, oh, I'm a virgin and I'm a virgin and how do I stay a virgin? And then she finally loses her virginity too. You know, but why can't there be more shows like that saying it's okay to wait till you're married? It's okay to not do drugs. It's okay to get good grades. Why not? Not, you know, it's not okay to get knocked up, but no, it's just not going to happen. All right, for those who join us, this is the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We're waiting for more information on Rodney King and his very untimely death. 47 years old, found by his fiance at the bottom of a pool. More and more information is trickling in. Marijuana being found. They think alcohol. He was found at about 5:25 in the morning. Apparently he had been drinking all day, smoking marijuana. Fiance called 911. Officers found him still in the water. They dived in to recover him, and of course he was pronounced dead. Nobody knows exactly what went on. They don't believe foul play. We should begin a toxicology report in the next couple weeks. Of course, Rodney King, very well known in terms of the L.A. riots, one of the historical events that we remember just, I believe it was about 20 years ago. But you wonder just what, you know, what's going on and what's happening. Some very, very weird things are going on, like that Terminator 3 kid, not the Terminator 2 kid, Eddie Furlong, he's fine, but Nick Stahl, the one in Terminator 3, missing again. He was in rehab, he leaves, and then is missing again. And yet you just fear that some of these people are just going to be, just found dead. You know, you have Lindsay Lohan passing out a week ago. What is going on with people? You know, I mean, take care of your body. How much do you think your body can take? Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALLY.
Can heart and body extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using heart and body extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I had very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking heart and body extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
Hi, Jason Lewis here. Anybody who's been listening to my program knows how shaky the U.S. economy is right now. Will we have a V-shaped recovery, or will it be a W-shaped one where the nation slips back into recession? Of course, if you think that Washington can spend or inflate its way out of a downturn, you've got nothing to worry about. But as you know, I have my doubts. So let me tell you about gold. Now, as my friend Ted Anderson from Midas Resources likes to say, gold, like all commodity markets, fluctuates in price and you could lose money, but it has never been worth zero. Give it some thought, and if you're interested in converting your IRA to gold or would like to actually have it in your possession, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. The U.S. dollar was once backed by gold, but has since lost 90% of its value. And if things don't change, I'm afraid the trend will continue. Call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237 for gold and tell them Jason Lewis sent you.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
You've been lied to. Lied to by corrupt Washington politicians and the Wall Street propaganda machine. My name is Brett Kitchen, and I want to give you a free copy of my Inc. magazine best-selling book, Safe Money Millionaire, because more Americans than ever are worried about having enough money in retirement, frustrated with losses in their 401ks or mutual funds, and upset about skyrocketing government debt and being ravaged by taxes. The Wall Street casino has recently had all the previous gains of 2012 wiped out. And after losing 35% of my money when the market crashed several years ago, I said enough. Since then, I discovered an IRS-approved way to safely grow my money 12 to even 17%, cut taxes dramatically, but also have my money protected when the next crash comes. Call 888-885-8820 to get a free copy of my new book, Safe Money Millionaire, where I share this powerful tool that people like Walt Disney and JCPenney use to safely grow their wealth. Call 888-885-8820. Get your free book right now at 888-885-8820.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with Nature's Natural Antiparasitic, Antiviral, Antifungal, Antibiotic, Allicin, the Heart of Garlic. Get concentrated protection with Alli-C and Alli-Van from AffinityHealthProducts.com. One capsule of Alli-C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills. With no garlic breath, Alli-Ban has Allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with three times more strength than leading brands and costs less. Go to AffinityHealthProducts.com, spelled A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y, HealthProducts.com, or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126. Protect yourself with Alli-C or Alli-Ban from AffinityHealthProducts.com.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. We are live taking your medical questions, your calls, your emails, anything you want to do. We are live 6 to 9 p.m. Pacific time, 9 to midnight Eastern. Call in toll free 1-877-DOCDALI. We have a new Android app that is available, and it's free for our Android Droid users. Not ready for iPhone yet, but if you do have a Droid, please download the app. You can get Dr. Dahlia. You can get our on-demand shows. Listen to me anytime. I know. I mean, we want you to listen to your local news talk station, but if you do miss some of the hours of the show, you can now listen to it 24/7. I'm pretty excited about that. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Kyle working the dials tonight. Okay, so a 24-year-old woman from Massachusetts is facing federal charges for allegedly masquerading as a teenage boy to have sex with a 15-year-old girl who apparently was unaware that the boyfriend she met online was actually a female. Are you guys as confused as I am? 24-year-old woman pretends to be a boy so she could have sex with this young, unsuspecting girl. The suspect, Carissa Hads, was arrested actually last month, charged with traveling across state lines for the purpose of coercing and enticing a minor to have sexual intercourse. And the other thing I have to ask is, why is the 15-year-old having sex? Where's the parents? What's the 15-year-old thinking? And what is the 15-year-old doing online trying to meet boys? I mean, the 15-year-old is a victim here, no doubt. But you see how stuff like this could hopefully be prevented? Following Hod's arrest, police said they seized an artificial flesh-colored penis from the front pocket of her pants that she apparently used during sexual encounter with the victim. Oh, this woman's sick. Well, she was apprehended after flying to meet the girl for a third rendezvous. Apparently, she was posing as a 17-year-old boy named James Puryear Wilson when she met the teen on an unspecified social networking site in October 2010. Wilson maintained Facebook and MySpace pages that described him as a youth pastor living in Quincy, Massachusetts, had an actual residence on, quote-unquote, his Facebook. Wilson claimed to be the father of twin boys and noted he was looking for some people to talk to, no fake pages or perps. It was later revealed that a photo of the twins he had posted came from an ad for a photography website. Now, apparently they became involved over the internet from the girl in West Virginia. Let me see. Actually, he paid for the girl's cell phone bills. I'm reading this as we go. The teenager told investigators that she used the phones to take naked photos of herself, some of which, of course, had very scary parts, or very graphic parts. And then the girl would also write in journals and mail them back and forth so each could respond to each other, etc. I won't go on. But you see, this is wrong on so many counts. So many counts, okay? There are too many predators out there, all right? And they don't walk around saying, I'm a predator, all right? They are pretending to be. And remember, it's a lot easier for a woman to look like a boy than a man to look like a woman. And I know many of you guys are like, no, I've seen, yes, but we're talking about the teenage point of view. Remember, these girls like Justin Bieber. Justin Bieber is an icon. Now, many teenage girls favor feminine-looking boys, feminine-looking men, all right? Who was very feminine-looking when we were growing up? Ralph Macchio, he wasn't as feminine-looking, but, you know, the no-scruff, smooth face kind of girly look, you know, the soft look, Marty McFly. Who was Marty McFly? Michael J. Fox. Girls like the very, I don't know why, but they like that look. And it's very easy for a girl to try to look like, or a woman, to try to make herself look like a Justin Bieber. It is. Now me, I was going for the more scruffy type, you know? I mean, I liked MacGyver. I liked Bo Duke. I think at one point I even liked Cooter. I forget. But, the very feminine-looking boys. Oh, who was Boy George? Who had... didn't people have crushes on Boy George? Yeah. Why? Oh, and then Duran. Don't even get me started. It's very easy, and we've discussed this many times on the show. These quote-unquote bad guys and bad ladies, they plan this out and can stalk for months or years. And I think your grandchildren and your children are so vulnerable because they're out there on the networking sites. I mean, I get addressed and accosted by pervs every day on my social networking site, you know, but I could identify them and I don't friend them or defriend them, or they send messages or they send emails. But look, I'm a 41-year-old woman. I just turned 41, I guess, and I have to say 41 instead of 40. And I think I could hold my own on the social networking site. You can't expect a little 13-year-old girl, a little 10-year-old boy to be able to hold his own against things like this, especially people faking it, all right, and putting just the right pictures and saying the right things. Honestly, I would love for none of these children to be on these sites, but they are, which means you as a parent or a grandparent better have their password and better go on and see everything. Right? And if you find out they have an account that you don't know about, then you deactivate it, you ground them, you take the computer privileges away. But you just can't mess around. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We were just talking about just weird people. I mean, just you know, we're talking about that Texas teacher who lined 20 to 24 students up to all smack the kid who was allegedly a bully. I mean, and maybe the kid was a bully, but you have an adult that thinks it's okay for kids to hit another kid, some of them twice. So you're looking at possible 50 strikes on this kid. Now, I know in the olden days we used to get spanked, but we would get spanked by the teacher. We wouldn't get spanked by the other kids. We wouldn't be hit by the other kids. Then I guess there was another school, I think that might have been in Texas also, where the kid came to school all smelly, so they stripped him down and made him shower. I don't understand. We're having some very poor judgment with grown-ups lately. I don't know if you all have been kind of watching the whole Jerry Sandusky thing. Some very bad judgment. I guess one of the victims today in court, the mother was saying, you know, the boy never had underwear. And she didn't understand why he never had dirty underwear. Well, because they were bleeding. They were bloody. And he had to throw them out. I mean, you know, there's... I almost want people to assume that somebody is bad until good. I hate to say that because I've always been optimistic. Being a doctor, I see good in people, but I see a lot of bad. And I don't want people victimized anymore. You know, one of the things I discuss with little girls and boys when I see them in the office, you know, you take a look at their eyes and ears, but then I ask them questions, you know? And I go, what do you do if you see an ice cream truck? Oh, I run. I go, no. No, you go to mommy, and you have mommy and daddy take to the ice cream truck. That's right. I don't run to the ice cream truck by myself. Why? Well, because some of these aren't real ice cream trucks. They're a white van with a funny-looking shape on it with some weird music, and you could run right into the van. So, no. Another thing I do, I'll quiz them, and I'll be like, what if there's a little old lady that asks you to come help her with her cat? The cat is stuck in a bush. She can't bend to get the cat. Will you help her? Oh, yeah, I'll help her. I'm like, why? She's a stranger. Yeah, but she's a little old lady. No. Somebody asks you to help them, you go and get a grown-up. And so I teach these kids that, and I try to train them, and I tell the parents to train these kids. Many will think just because it's a woman, it's okay. It's not okay. Why isn't it okay? Because she's still a stranger. Period. Maybe she doesn't want the kid abducted. Maybe somebody is abducting her kid, putting a gun to her kid's head, so she has to go out there and get another kid, right, to free her kid. I don't know. You never know. But we need to teach our kids, without making them completely paranoid, that you don't talk to a stranger. And just because they turn 10, or just because they turn 12 or 15 years old, and there's something called Facebook, it still holds true. You don't talk to strangers. Now, me, I always like to start conversations in the grocery store, et cetera, or whatever, but I'll only start conversations in places where I think I'm safe, right? I won't sit there standing out on the street, leaning over cars, starting a conversation. Okay? You don't talk to strangers. That's how we do it. All right. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
You may snicker when you hear this message, but you won't laugh after you experience the best-kept health secret ever, camel milk. Camel milk is loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk. Camel milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and camel milk is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, and 10 times higher in iron. And camel milk contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking camel milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel milk is easily digested by those who are lactose and beta casein intolerant and comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to CamelMilkForSale.com now and look under products and pricing for the spring special with free bonus pints. That's CamelMilkForSale.com. CamelMilkForSale.com.
Attention business owners and individuals who owe the IRS. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? You need aggressive representation. Call Certified Tax now and speak to one of our tax attorneys, enrolled agents, or tax professionals who specialize in tax liens, back taxes, tax debt, wage garnishment, and collections. We won't waste your time. Instead, we'll be on the phone with the IRS within 30 minutes of you becoming a client, and you can become a client right now. We've settled millions of dollars in tax issues for a fraction of the cost. Find the peace of mind knowing the IRS will not be knocking at your door. Protect your home, business, and family today. We know the tax laws, and we act fast. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. 1-800-685-9751. Remember, we'll be on the phone with the IRS within 30 minutes of you becoming a client. That's guaranteed. Call Certified Tax at 800-685-9751. That's 800-685-9751. Again, 800-685-9751.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey water filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
Attention, information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com. Civilian Emergency Dispatch System. Peace through preparedness.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-A-DOLLY. Oh, this stuff is cool. There is a football that turns kicks into kilowatts. 1.21 gigawatts. Apparently, it's a football which captures the energy created when it's kicked and then it converts it into electricity. It's called the socket. I guess it builds up enough energy to power a light for 3 hours from just 30 minutes of play. All right, still sounds a little exhausting to me, but it's made from materials found in developing countries and costs only slightly more than a normal high-end ball to produce. Oh, that is cool. Now, I think by football, they're talking soccer, okay? This is from Daily Mail Online, okay? Let's see here. All right. The idea combines football, the world's most popular sport, so we're probably talking about soccer, with the huge need for electricity in developing countries. A staggering 1 in 5 people around the globe are without power. 20% of our world's population does not have any power. The ball has been trialed in South Africa. It's waterproof. It's durable. Doesn't need to be inflated. And it has, I guess, an inductive coil technology that involves having a metal coil and magnetic slug that goes forward and backwards. Apparently, Jessica Matthews, I'm trying to see who gets credit, Jessica Lynn, these are Harvard students. All right. Julia Silverman, Oh, good for them. Have gone on to develop the mass-produced version of the ball through a not-for-profit company called Unchartered Play. In many developing countries, I guess they use kerosene lamps. Those also lead to numerous health problems. Also, World Bank estimates that breathing the fumes created from burning kerosene indoors equates to the harmful effect of smoking 2 packs of cigarettes a day. Plus, when you burn kerosene, it generates about 190 million metric tons a year of carbon dioxide. And, of course, those emissions equate to about 38 million cars. Global warming, Dr. Dahlia. Well, I don't know about that, but it definitely pollutes the air. All right. They say the special ball can currently be used with an AC adapter, but the designers hope this will be expanded in the future to enable other products to be charged with it. That is really cool. Oh, I guess it came from those high-tech dance floors that capture energy from dancers' movements. I think it's a brilliant idea. I think this is great. And, you know, imagine, how much exercise would you do to power your iPhone or your smartphone? You know how just sick in the stomach we get when our phone needs to be charged, right? And you get that pit in the feeling. You're like, oh, my gosh, I'm running out of juice. I would probably exercise for 2 hours if I knew that would get my phone back up for the rest of the day. All right. So let's see. Okay, so good for that. That is awesome. All right. While we're talking all this tech stuff, there's a phone app, I guess, that color codes messages to help you manage stress. Now, I guess it warns you ahead of time if your message is going to be stressful. This was from a team from the University of Portsmouth School of Computing. And the app distinguishes good messages from bad and neutral ones, and then will color code them accordingly. And if you think the message is going to be a negative one, you could choose not to open it. Now, the app has been tested on phones on the Android, and the results of the study will be presented. But the app automatically color codes incoming messages, making them green for positive, red for negative, blue for neutral. This way, a user could see before opening the message whether it's likely to be worrying or not. Now, the application works by learning from past messages. This is so cool, how the user perceives the content. I still would like to know how. I guess the app becomes pre-trained, but users are able to self-label any incoming text message to personalize it, as some messages will be perceived in a different way than others. Oh, okay, so if your husband, let's say, texts you saying, I'm coming home. For most of us, that would be good. Yay, my husband's coming home. For others, they're like, oh my gosh, Dirk, you got to get out of here, type of thing. All right, and then hence stress. Now, here's the thing. So you have to kind of retrain it. Just like, you know, many people, they like train their phones to listen to their voice, etc. I could never get my phone to do that or work, probably because I talk too quickly. And so my only thing is the time it'll take to train it. You know, like, for example, if my staff said the mammogram report is in, is that going to be positive or negative? You know, I can't train it. So I guess the scientists were inspired by previous research, a system called CentiCore, developed from a team in the Netherlands. What it does is it looks at social media content, emails, etc., and also uses color coding. All right, well, that's nice. I think it's a nice. I thought there was a little bit more thinking involved, which is why I thought it was cool. But if you have to just sit there and program it, then, well, that's not, you know. All right. Well, something that I always think is cool are you know, pictures and you know, historical moments caught on film or a picture, etc., such as that very famous picture of the sailor kissing the nurse, you know, World War II in Times Square. I love this picture. Now, apparently, this was of 1945 when the war ended, right? And the two people in there were 89-year-old George Mendonca and Greta Zimmer Friedman, okay? Now, the woman just above the left shoulder of the sailor is Rita Petrie, who was actually the date, his date, that day and later his future wife. The date was August 14th, 1945. So when you guys look at the picture of him holding the woman, kissing her, she's twisted, etc. It's a passionate kiss. You could see a woman kind of giggling and laughing behind him, and you could see him over his shoulder. Well, that ends up being his wife. What's interesting, though, is they've been married for 66 years, and she says that she was never upset, but she has to admit that he never has kissed her like that. She still waited. So I guess it's in a new book entitled The Kissing Sailor, which details how in August... Well, you might as well write a book. I mean, it's a famous picture. I don't know how you're going to pull a 200-page book out of that one, but you might as well. How Mr. Mendonca, 22, was on leave after surviving battles in the Pacific, where he watched nurses care for wounded sailors. After meeting 22-year-old Rita at a family barbecue a few weeks earlier, the young sailor took her for a date. They were going to go to Radio City Music Hall. Oh, good-looking couple. He said she was beautiful, fell in love with her. I love stories like this. The young couple, let's say people on the street, I guess, let me see, I'm just reading this as we go. The young couple rushed to a nearby bar where George admits he had quite a few drinks, so he was drunk. As they said on their way, George spotted a woman in a nurse's uniform, and he claims he remembered their awe-inspiring work that he witnessed months earlier. He left Rita, rushed over to the nurse. Okay, so he's on a date, leaves to kiss her. All right, see, now the picture is less cool. Right? You know, yeah, when I saw that picture, I thought they just got off the bus or the train station, ran out into the street and kissed the first woman he saw. No, he was on a date, on his way to a date, but he had some alcohol in the system, found a nurse, started making out with her. Okay, well, that's not, you know, as glorifying or as romantic as I'd like to think. The other woman, Greta, was actually a dental nurse from Austria who had fled to the U.S. with her sister in 1939. George says he was too drunk to even remember the kiss. Greta recalls being grabbed. The man was very strong. I wasn't kissing him back. He was kissing me. Remember, they wanted to reunite the two, and she refused. She didn't want to do that. Yeah. And then I guess what happened, neither the young sailor nor his date or the dental nurse knew that Eisenstadt had snapped the picture and later was famous. Wow. Cool stuff, just not as romantic as I'd like it to be. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Liquid CalMag Vitamin D and Organic Iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Super 2, Natural Laxative, our exceptional product Tonixin, Memory Power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course, information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. And please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia. All right. Well, as if smoking doesn't cause enough cancer, now they've also been linking it to skin cancer and increasing your risk of getting non-melanoma skin cancer. Apparently, researchers, they say, sifted through results of 25 studies conducted in 11 countries worldwide, looking at middle-aged to elderly people, and revealed that smoking was associated with a 50%+ increase of cutaneous squamous cell carcinoma skin cancer. All right. Squamous cell and basal cell, we kind of talked about these different types of cancers. You have the melanomas, and then you have the non-melanomas. So your squamous cell and the basal cell, depending on which part of the skin, basal cell versus the squamous cell, are collectively known as the non-melanoma skin cancer and really account for most of the skin cancers, 97%. They're very common. Even though melanoma is on the rise, we're trying to curb it with avoiding sun, etc. Well, same thing with these others. But what's interesting is many people that smoke, You know, is it because they're outside? You know, basal cell carcinoma didn't have as much of a association as squamous. But what's interesting is the squamous cell you will sometimes see with smokers in their tonsils. You know, squamous cell carcinoma of the lung. Smoking and squamous really go hand in hand. So I'm not surprised. You know, I am not surprised that a smoker may have squamous cell carcinoma. But here's the thing. Many smokers are forced to go outside to smoke. So they could also be getting more sun exposure. So, you know, what I recommend to everybody is I think we're all at risk, whether you smoke or not. I think a good yearly skin cancer screen is imperative. We've reviewed the ABCDEs of skin cancer with melanoma, asymmetry, where it doesn't look equal on both sides, the lesion borders, rather than it be nice and crisp, it looks chaotic, the border. See color, these melanomas will have different colors to them because, again, the melanocytes are undergoing cancer, so they're not very, there's no predictability to it. Chaotic D diameter, sometimes it's greater than the size of a pencil eraser, a centimeter, could be a sign of a melanoma E elevation, where rather than it growing outward, it may grow up. But with your non-melanoma skin cancers, those could be flaky, they could be pink, they could be whitish, they could be dark, they could have also the irregular borders and the elevation and all that. So it could have all those ABCDEs, but they could be pink, they could be pearly, they could be well demarcated, they could be cute looking, and these could be forms of cancer. And so we like to look, you know, during the physical, I like to feel the tops of the ears. Sometimes if you have flaky skin on the tops of the ears or flaky skin on your scalp, those could be early skin cancer. Now, many people say, but Dr. Dahlia, my doctor just freezes off the early skin cancer. They just freeze it off. Well, here's the thing. What they're freezing is not skin cancer. They're freezing off something called actinic keratosis, which are precancerous scaly lesions. And sometimes freezing them off does the trick. All right. Usually I like to biopsy at least one of them so I could tell you this could be on its way to skin cancer. Oh, are we already done with time? The music's on. Why are we cutting me off early? Where's my Kyle? All right. No, we're not going anywhere early. I'm not getting cut off early. No, sorry. All right. So with these skin cancers, probably I put everybody to sleep over there, they think. With these skin cancers, it's important to just not freeze them, all right? They should be diagnosed, and then if it looks like, yes, you do have multiple actinic keratoses, then you get them freezed. Or you could do the Effudex, which kind of chemically debrides it. But definitely know if you're high risk, because if you do have these precancerous, then you know that that doctor needs to, you know, do a fine-tooth combing of you, all right? Makes some sense? All right, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, so what else do we have here? Let's go through some headlines. I keep calling him Jamie Osborne. That's somebody I work with. He's in radio. Great guy. I think it's Jack Osborne. Ozzy Osborne and Sharon Osborne's son has been diagnosed with multiple sclerosis. We spent a little time talking about it's a debilitating disease where basically the myelin or the sheath that covers the nerves gets destroyed. So the brain can't communicate with the rest of the body. And these people have slurred speech, double vision, numbness, weakness, lack of coordination. I believe, Jack is only 26 years old, has a new child, and is going to start undergoing treatment. Sharon, on an interview, was very, very distraught, and I don't blame her. Looks like Airbus is going to start building larger seats and charging more for them. Going to take the typical 18-inch seat and expand it to 20 inches for overweight customers. They will have to pay more per seat. And then the people next to that seat are going to each lose an inch. So rather than having an 18, 18, 18, you'll have a 20, 17, 17. So we'll see where that goes. Also, we have a restaurant owner in Tennessee who apparently went into his walk-in freezer. There was a malfunctioning button that never really got addressed. Unfortunately, there was dry ice in the freezer. He gets locked in the freezer accidentally and asphyxiates and dies. Please be very, very careful when it comes to these walk-in free. I hate that. I mean, I don't know, put a box in there. I mean, see, I remember when I used to work in fast food, they'd always yell at me, Dahlia, close the freezer door. You let out all the cold air. And I didn't want to close the freezer door because I did not want to, you know, I did not want to freeze while being in there. Or I didn't want to get locked in. Remember everybody always yelling at me, close the door, you're letting all the cold air out. You know, and I'm like, come on. So they didn't really, I wasn't treated as nice as I would have liked to be, but I was still scared. Now, it looks like Adidas and Beverly Hills designer Jeremy Scott are under fire for a new type of shoe design. Apparently, they are called shackle shoes. I guess the shoes come with a set of plastic shackles. And I guess on Adidas's Facebook page, it strikes a they say got a sneaker game so hot you lock your kicks to your ankles. All right, so you're looking at these, but then I guess people are upset because it's bringing up old memories of slavery. They say our ancestors fought blood, sweat, and tears just so fools could turn pain into an accessory. That was from somebody urging or criticizing what's going on. Apparently, an Adidas representative defended the design to the LA Times, saying the design is nothing more than the designer's outrageous and unique take on fashion, has nothing to do with slavery. I mean, I looked at them. They look stupid. To me, they look stupid. I wasn't thinking slavery. I was thinking like handcuffs more. You know, like, you know, in Spanish, wife and handcuffs is the same word, esposa. And so I was thinking more that type of shackle, handcuffs. I wasn't thinking slavery. But then again, the slaves used to be shackled at the ankles. So I'm not really sure where that's going to go. All right, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, so let me see. I want you to tune into my website. We covered so much, and the other topic I wanted to get to was real quickly some safe grilling methods. A lot of us that grill, we're a little bit afraid of those HCAs and PAHs, your polycyclic aromatic hydrocarbons and heterocyclic amines, which could cause cancer. Don't grill the meat till you overcook it. Don't grill it till it's black. Maybe pre-cook it before you throw it on the grill. Play around with chicken, fish, and beef. Don't always do beef, but marinating the meat, people forget, it reduces the formations of these HCAs, these heterocyclic amines. So if you marinate the meat, maybe vinegar or lemon juice 30 minutes before, that could also help. So that's pretty cool stuff. All right, guys, please, if you have a Droid, look into the Android app. I cannot wait to talk to you tomorrow. You all be safe.
Hi everyone, I'm Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist and host of The Bright Side, the good news about nutrition and health. The good news that if you or someone you care about is on a prescription drug or has some kind of health challenge, there's a gentle, natural, healthy way to address most health issues without drugs and without doctors, and it's as simple as understanding how the parts of the body work and how they interact with the foods we eat and the nutrients we take in. If you've heard me on The Bright Side or at one of my presentations, you know I'm a man on a mission to help you understand health and wellness and the remarkable healing powers of the biological system called the human body. And if you like The Bright Side, you're going to love my new website, brightsideben.com. You'll find articles and links, you'll be able to access archives, and we'll even have exclusive information that you won't hear on the radio show. And of course, you can purchase the Longevity Nutritional Supplements and even sign up to join my Longevity team and make an impact, make a difference, and maybe make some money too. Check out brightsideben.com, that's brightsideben.com, or call 866-735-2470 for more information.